Assalamu alaikum viewers, my name is Abdul Karim. My born name was Kenneth Edward Hassell. I was born in England. I had wonderful parents. I have three elder brothers. I've just come back from England and I was with my family. It's an interesting experience being a Muslim in a non-Muslim environment. It makes you a stronger Muslim. And it makes you realize the gift that you've been given. I studied in Europe and I spent a number of years working in London. I began searching for truth, al-haq in Arabic, and I traveled across many countries, getting involved in a number of different organizations with a religious background and getting very involved in some of them and looking and finding, searching, as everyone is doing in this life. And eventually I arrived in Dubai and I embraced Islam in Sharia court, and my life changed slowly but surely. My motivation regarding Islam was not so much the Muslims but the advice from the reverts like myself, who are much more knowledgeable and advanced in understanding of the religion. And actually the religion has many parallels with Christianity and Judaism, the other two major religions. And I come out of a primarily Christian background. I took the advice of these brothers, and I began to practice, because Islam is about adherence to the doctrine and practicing as a Muslim rather than rhetoric. So when you practice Islam on a daily basis, then your life begins and you notice that change. And there's a hadith which I think probably scholars, more knowledgeable people, will understand, and I can't give you a reference to it. It's that when you pray five times a day, you cleanse yourself, you become pure. And I would strongly adhere to that hadith, which came from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one thing that I noticed about Muslims, and the Muslims that I knew, we're in this part of the world, which is Dubai, because I live in the Emirates, and they practiced daily. And this seemed very significant to me, because the environment that I was brought up in the Christian environment, the faith was adhered to on certain times of the week, and on certain times of the year. And people could not answer the questions that I was seeking at the time. And around me, I would see people committing sins. And that seemed incoherent with the religion, any religion. Sins and life, they don't, they're not compatible. So the Muslims here were a better example of their practicing their faith. Actually, when I first embraced Islam, a colleague of mine said to me that I should not look at the Muslims as a guide to Islam. I don't necessarily agree with that, because there are some very, very loyal brothers and sisters in Islam around me. So I practiced. That's very, very important for any revert in any religion, is to practice the religion. And it's fundamental to the religion of Islam. Yeah, yes, I found, when I used to go back to visit my family in England, I had many discussions with them. And there's a huge amount of ignorance to the religion of Islam. This is the fundamental problem in the West. So my task was to enlighten people, my family in particular, about the religion that I had embraced. And I went about this in a serious manner. I've just returned from England, and I have noticed that the ignorance has increased, and it's been fanned by very misguided propaganda machine that's operating. So as a Muslim, a new Muslim, a revert, whatever you want to call us, I try to be a good example of the religion. Changes that I experienced were slow. The change comes slowly. It's not one day you're like this and then the next day you're like reborn. It's not like that at all. It's adherence, it's understanding, it's you make many mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God, as he's known in the West, he's all forgiving and all merciful. People should not forget this, and your mistakes are forgiven. I'm trying to be a good example of Islam to my family and the people I meet. Wherever I go, as a revert, it's a responsibility. You're a kind of advertisement for Islam. So whatever you do, whatever you say, is important. It's not to be taken lightly. This is the path of the path of truth, and it's a blessing to be on this path, and people should consider it very, very carefully. My family and friends in England more interested now than ever in Islam. The events that have happened over the past decade have only increased people's awareness and interest in Islam. And I consider myself to be in a very important position, having come out of a society that has lost their way in life. And some of my interests at the moment are the secularism in the society and the foundations of this. My understanding is that it's in the Middle Ages, and it's to do with business and commerce. And there are issues in religion, in particular in the Christian religion, regarding such issues as alcohol and interest. But if one looks into Christianity, you will find so many similarities between the three great religions. Because I have a family in Europe and I visit them as often as I can, I have taken upon myself to try to enlighten myself about the Christian faith more. Because when I'm with my family, I am representing Islam. And there are so many similarities between the three great religions that I found actually quite remarkable. On issues such as alcohol, interest on money, and something which I've just been involved with, which is a funeral of a family member. So if you look carefully into Christianity, you will see many clues to Islam as being the natural progression of the great religions, and one that you should really take very seriously. Because, as I mentioned, I have just returned from a funeral, and in Islam, funerals, signs that we must look at very carefully, that we are mortal in this life, and we should consider very carefully what we are doing in this life, and beyond the day-to-day activities that we get involved in. was inspired recently because I met a brother, Dr. Zakir Naik. He came to Dubai and he inspired me tremendously because he lives, breathes Islam, and he's giving da'wah every moment of his conscious life. And I thought this was a good example to follow. So I embarked upon a da'wah sort of process as much as I could. And then I've just come, as I've mentioned, I've come back from England recently. So everything you do in your life on a daily basis should be with that in mind, that you are this advertisement for the final religion in life, and you can influence people because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on your side. He's guiding you. So I'm trying to practice my da'wah as Dr. Naik. A message to Muslim brothers and sisters: practice, practice daily. One of the five pillars of Islam. The second pillar of Islam is prayer. And my focus in my life is prayer, five times a day, in the masjid, with the brothers. This is so important. Then you will feel the benefits, as I am feeling the benefits. And your life will change, and you will begin to achieve real achievement. Peace TV is playing a very important role in promoting Islam as a religion not only of peace, but also a religion that one practices daily. I come out of an advertising and media background, and I see, read, hear the media on a daily basis, not only here in the Middle East, but also in the West through internet. And I see the way the media is manipulated to portray Islam in aspects which is quite untrue. So the more Peace TVs we have, the better. Okay, I'll start with my Shahada. I embraced Islam in Dubai. The process here is in the Sharia court, and I was interviewed by a judge who was from Sudan, and he helped me through the process, and we had a good rapport. So this is the first real contact I had with Islam. But there was no guidelines regarding the practice of Islam. This you have to find yourself. Although a couple of brothers did call me shortly after I embraced Islam and guided me through certain aspects. But the process of understanding and practicing Islam is really a responsibility of oneself. Islam is the religion that has shown me that there are issues and beyond what I fully comprehend and understand. And I have begun to put my life in the hands of our Creator. The reason that there's more women embracing Islam than men, the statistics are telling us, is that women, I think, are much more able to comprehend truth than men. Men, in particular, like myself, from a Western culture and society, we have issues. We have these issues about being more manly, more having to fulfill certain obligations as men. That's not to say that women don't have these obligations also. Yes, I've made the pilgrimage to Mecca and Medina on two occasions to perform Umrah, which is the smaller Hajj. But I've also made this Umrah during the last 10 days of Ramadan, which is a very blessed time. And only when you actually make the pilgrimage and you experience the sheer numbers of people, all with one similar purpose in this journey, it is actually beyond words. As a revert, I've said this earlier, I try to be a good example of Islam, not only to the non-Muslims, but also to the Muslims themselves. Because I see the Muslims as a group in society that are not fully appreciating the rewards and benefits of their own birthright. So I try to be a good example. And I noticed that born Muslims see me as something quite special. And so the onus upon me seems even greater. And I have experienced many times in Salat, which is the prayer time, the Muslims treating me as something rather special. And I say to them that we should all be working towards the same. I believe women are actually more intuitive when it comes to understanding fundamentals about this life, and their hearts are more open. And the men have many issues, in particular men from the West that are brought up with a certain image that they have to project in society. And recently I went back to my society and I noticed this very much. But it's changing. There's more interest in Islam and people are beginning to stop picking on me and trying to find fault in Islam, which is from propaganda in their minds. And they're seriously asking me very important questions about why I have embraced a religion that to them is a religion of terrorism and misguidance. My life as a Muslim in the land of my birth has changed without doubt. I've recently returned from UK and I was with my family. And there's a tremendous amount of interest now in me as a son and the religion that I have embraced. And in particular, the women asking me questions about the freedom of women in Islam. And my wife was with me, and she was able to portray to them in not only words but also in actions that women are actually freer in Islam than the concept that they have women. Now, as you know, in Islam, for women to be in hijab, and there's a tremendous amount of misunderstanding concerning this. And during my childhood, I recall seeing nuns and people of the cloth, as they're known, and no one ever questioned their appearance. Again, I will remind viewers that the propaganda machine is working 24 hours a day to promote Islam as something that is alien to the Western culture, to create this divide amongst the two religions. So, as a revert, it's very important that I spend as much time as possible in my culture, with my family, with my friends in the West, to try to show to them that Islam has a different side and a side that they should try to understand more. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum, jazakallah khair, ma salam.